Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewajong. Our text for reflection is Mark 6:32-44. Mark chapter 6, verse 32 to 44. So they started out in a boat by themselves to a lonely place. Many people, however, saw them leave and knew at once who they were. So they went from all the towns and ran ahead by land and arrived at the place ahead of Jesus and his disciples. When Jesus got out of the boat, he saw this large crowd, and his heart was filled with pity for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. When it was getting late, his disciples came to him and said, "It is already very late, and this is a lonely place. Send the people away and let them go to the nearby farms and villages in order to buy themselves something to eat." "You yourselves give them something to eat," Jesus answered. They asked, "Do you want us to go and spend 2,000 silver coins on bread in order to feed them?" So Jesus asked them, "How much bread do you have? Go and see." When they found out, they told him, "5 loaves and also 2 fish." Jesus then told his disciples to make all the people divide into groups and sit down on the green grass. So the people sat down in rows, in groups of 100 and groups of 50. Then Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up to heaven and gave thanks to God. He broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. Everyone ate and had enough. Then the disciples took up 12 baskets full of what was left of the bread and the fish. The number of men who were fed was 5,000. Let us reflect on the theme compassionate leadership and rest. Compassionate leadership and rest. In Mark 6:30-44, we see a touching scene of reunion and compassion. The disciples who had just returned from a mission trip gathered around Jesus to report all they had done and thought. Their return was marked by a sense of accomplishment, but also fatigue. Understanding their need for rest, Jesus invites them to a quiet place to recharge, highlighting his deep care for their well-being. Yet the crowd that followed Jesus and his disciples did not allow them much time for solitude. Seeing the multitude, Jesus was moved with compassion, describing them as sheep without a shepherd. This phrase reveals their vulnerability and need for guidance, contrasting sharply with the self-serving leadership of Herod. Jesus' compassion led to action. He began to teach them many things, and soon after, he miraculously fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, demonstrating God's abundant provision. This narrative is rich with themes of rest, compassion, and the necessity of sustenance, both spiritual and physical. Our Lord Jesus Christ provides a model of balancing ministry and self-care, emphasizing that rest is vital for sustaining long-term service. Moreover, his compassion for the crowd shows that true leadership involves selfless care and provision for those in need. My dear friends, Jesus' invitation to his disciples to come away and rest really reminds us that taking time to recharge is not only necessary, but also a reflection of self-care that honors God. In today's context, this could mean setting aside time from our busy schedules to retreat, reflect, and rejuvenate, whether through prayer, spending time with loved ones, or simply enjoying a quiet moment alone. Moreover, the miracle of feeding the 5,000 emphasizes the importance of addressing both spiritual and physical needs. In our time, this could translate to not only offering emotional and spiritual support to those around us, but also meeting their practical needs. It challenges us to look beyond our own fatigue and extend help to those who are struggling. In essence, this passage encourages us to find a balance between self-care and serving others. It calls us to be mindful of our own well-being while being compassionate leaders who provide for those in need, reflecting the abundant provision and care of Jesus in our everyday interactions. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways can you find rest and renewal in your own life amidst your responsibilities and ministry? Number two, how can you show compassion and provide for those around you, reflecting Jesus' example of leadership? Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for the example of compassion and care you demonstrated in your ministry. Help us to find the balance between serving others and taking time to rest and renew our spirits. Grant us hearts full of compassion for those around us, that we may lead and serve selflessly, just as you did. Fill us with your wisdom and strength to provide for the needs of others, both spiritually and physically. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.